Oklahoma has hundreds of abandoned oil and gas wells, the byproduct of a century of petroleum production. Left unrepaired, many of these wells can endanger people and the environment. The state has a fund to plug abandoned wells, but as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, some of that money has been diverted due to budget cuts.
Hi.
Jack Romine discovered natural gas without spending a dime on exploration, drilling, or production.
I just wanted it to be like the Clampus, you know, bubbling oil, but I got gas.
Such an oil field discovery would be welcomed in the boardroom of an Oklahoma energy company, but this natural gas is coming from a well the preschool teacher doesn't own. In fact, Romine didn't even know the well was there.
There was a metal piece that was, you know, there in the ground, and the water, the slope here, the water comes down this way, and it would run over that, and it would always bubble.
The well beneath Romine's property, on the edge of a wooded neighborhood in Bartlesville, isn't profitable. It's a problem.
It keeps bubbling.
This well and more than 600 others across the state have been abandoned and they need to be plugged. The companies that operated these wells can't be found or just don't exist anymore.
I'm sure there are a lot of these things around because this whole area was, you know, at one time drilled or whatever.
Now, many times you'll never find a responsible party because these wells, we may not even have any records on them. They may date back 100 years before record keeping was required.
That's Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. He says abandoned wells are regularly discovered across the state, especially in areas like Bartlesville that experienced oil booms in the 1920s and 30s. Many operators declared bankruptcy, went bust, and disappeared. The oil and gas wells they left behind were capped and plugged with drilling mud.
It was common practice prior to the early 50s. It was common practice to plug wells with drilling mud. And as our field inspectors say, with a mud-plugged well, it's not a question of if it's going to leak, it's when.
And when the wells do leak, toxic salt water, oil, and natural gas can contaminate sources of drinking water and seep to the surface, polluting the ground and endangering the health and safety of residents. Abandoned wells are a public hazard. If an owner can't be found and forced to make fixes, the state has to hire a crew to plug the well. It's expensive. The average cost is about $17,000 per well. And Skinner says the money that was set aside to repair abandoned wells is now being diverted.
The well plugging fund now, as it currently stands, is used for far more than well plugging.
The commission, like many state agencies, saw its budget cut last year. To make up the difference, the legislature directed the oil and gas regulator to dip into the well plugging account.
What the budget commands us to do is to raid our well plugging fund in order to fund general operations.
That move has already reduced the well plugging fund by $1.2 million, a number that could grow. The result, fewer abandoned wells are being plugged. Another complication is that money for the plugging account comes from a fraction of a percent tax on oil and gas production, which Skinner says is shrinking alongside slumping oil prices. The commission is still paying to plug the most hazardous abandoned wells, and it has a cushion of cash on hand to pay for well plugging emergencies. But abandoned wells that don't pose an immediate threat to public safety...
We've slowed the plugging of those as much as we can.
And we worship it.
Back in Bartlesville, Jack Romine walks up to a giant plastic pipe poking out of his yard.
Yes, it's right next to the house.
The faded mint green tube is 10 feet tall and as thick as a tree trunk. The state installed a makeshift chimney to funnel the bubbling, flammable natural gas purging from the abandoned well up and away from Romine's home.
Are you tired of looking at it?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of painting it.
State inspectors consider the abandoned leaky well a serious threat, and it's one of the state's highest priority plugging projects.
Well, maybe I ought to not laugh at it so much.
Romine says the makeshift chimney has been here for months. He's upbeat, but Romine and his wife get excited every time a strange car or pickup truck turns onto their street. They're hoping it's someone the state sent to plug this leaky well. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on how budget cuts are affecting Oklahoma's environment, visit stateimpact.npr.org.